next, we're going to look at Now You See Me. And, of course, directed by Louis Leterrier, stars Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, Common. I mean, just a huge cast of folks that are in this film, including Melanie St. Laurent, who I spent a lot of time, you know, whispering at Travis, like, man, she's fine. But in this film, an FBI agent and an Interpol detective played by Ruffalo and St. Laurent, Melanie Laurent? I put the same in there.
Melanie Laurent, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Track a team of illusionists who pull off bank heists during their performances and reward their audiences with the money. Now You See Me, like you said, we saw this movie a lot earlier, like maybe 3 weeks ago, man. So I haven't seen it since. But what
don't tell our colleagues because they'll start whining.
Whatever, man. but we had an opportunity to see this film several weeks ago. And the one thing that jumped out at me, and Travis and I had, and we're going to probably have the same discussion here on air, I love the setup of this film. You hear him laughing back there because he knows what we're talking about. I love the setup of this film, of these four street magicians who are brought together for a task that we will not spoil. And they come back after a year's hiatus and rechristened as the Four Horsemen, who are now doing large stage shows in Vegas and around the country. And the hook of their shows is that they basically deal, you know, as we talked about eco-terrorism in the East, the economy and what's going on in that aspect serves as fodder for this film, where people who are going through hard times suddenly come to these shows and are rewarded with, in some cases, cash in their accounts, or in some cases are being used in order to rob banks. And on the trail is a character played by Morgan Freeman, who kind of does a reality show that kind of debunks you know, magicians and their tricks. So he and his assistant are watching what's going on. As I said in the setup, an Interpol agent gets involved because millions of dollars are missing from a bank over in France. And he's teamed with Ruffalo, who's here locally chasing these guys. So I like the setup and the element that Leterrier uses, where it's not just one group pursuing the Four Horsemen, but there's a second group pursuing them as well. And then there's an unseen person watching them for a much larger task that they're participating in. I thought that the movie really works for the first two-thirds of it. It's the last third of it where you really start to understand what's going on that set Travis and I off, that I thought that while it's not the usual suspect, Kaiser Soze reveal, I thought it was a reveal that worked. I'm not saying it was great. I just think that the reveal worked. Travis, on the other hand, I'm not going to speak for him. I'm going to let him speak for himself.
You already have.
But I am not. We engaged in a very animated discussion about this movie that lasted far too long after we saw it. But thinking about it in retrospect, I'm still more apt, Travis, to hold on to my initial impressions of the film, that I think it's still solid entertainment. And this particular weekend, I think it has a good shot of taking the top spot at the box office, for reasons that we will discuss a little later on in this show. So that's my take on Now You See Me, which I would probably give a solid B, that I think it comes up a little short, but I think it's a good attempt for Leterrier.